gonna study war.
This weekend, peace activists came together in Times Square outside the Army Recruitment Center to denounce aggressive actions announced at the annual NATO summit. The activists say when you surround someone's house, that's offensive, not defensive. And that's what peace activists say the NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, is doing by surrounding Russia.
First, we're strengthening NATO's defense and deterrence posture, building on our European reassurance initiative, which has already increased readiness from the Baltics to the Black Sea. Our alliance will enhance our forward presence on our eastern flank.
President Barack Obama in Poland at the NATO summit this weekend announced placements of new battalions in the area.
The United States will be the lead nation here in Poland, deploying a battalion of American soldiers. The United Kingdom will take the lead in Estonia, Germany in Lithuania, and Canada in Latvia. This will mean some 4,000 additional NATO troops on a rotational basis in this region. NATO is increasing our support to Ukraine. At our meeting of the NATO-Ukraine Commission, we agreed on a new assistance package to improve alliance support for Ukrainian forces.
This doesn't sit well with peace activists who say NATO's actions surrounding Russia and China are provocative, looking for a fight. Joe Lombardo is with the United National Anti-War Coalition.
NATO is an organization which is threatening Russia right now, which is not a small country like Iraq or Afghanistan. It's a nuclear power. Therefore, it threatens war and nuclear war for the whole world. And it's something that everybody has to be very interested in. There was terrible war games going on right on the Russian border. We're going to put four new divisions and up our funds to NATO by fourfold. This is a very big danger for all the world, and we have to start talking out against it.
Code Pink's Alice Slater.
We have to be more cognizant that Russia lost 27 million people, that we promised them when the war came down that we're not going to expand NATO.
And now NATO is on the Russian border. The NATO alliance says Russia is the aggressor taking over Crimea, but activists say we're on Russia's border. They're not on our border. Gorbachev, who was Soviet president during the Cold War, said all the rhetoric in Warsaw just yells of a desire almost to declare war on Russia. They only talk about defense, but actually are preparing for offensive operations. Raymond Nat Turner is with the Black Agenda Report.
I'm concerned with all the provocations that are going on in general at the behest of the United States and instigation of the U.S. And it puts us in a very perilous situation. And I think we all should be concerned, among other things, that the United States is doing with its provocations against China with the so-called pivot. You know, so we should be concerned.
The insanity of what NATO is doing and what the U.S. is doing, it's provoking another Cold War. It could lead to an accidental nuclear war.
Joe Jameson is with the Queen's Peace Council.
And we got to stop it. And the thing is, we have to educate even the anti-war movement in the U.S., which is very fragmented, needs more education about how dangerous NATO is. We're good about focusing on particular wars, Syria or Iraq or whatever, but NATO's a little bit more abstract. But the U.S. pays the bills for NATO. We should think of U.S. and NATO as a unity. They're not two different things. NATO is not something that happens in Europe. It happens in the Pentagon. So that's what we got to be aware of. And that's actually part of the education process.
And Sally Jones from Peace Action agrees that in the anti-war movement, there needs to be a lot of education about NATO.
Because it's one of these sort of shadow organizations. Everybody knows the word, but they really don't know the role that's being played and the aggression that is taking place with the increased military spending in Europe. On U.S. is quadrupling its military expenditures to $3.4 billion in Europe. This really doesn't make sense. I mean, this is more, there's a bigger military activity since the end of the Cold War. Are we trying to start a hot war or a cold war? I mean, we really should not be antagonizing with military means. There's so many other ways we need to cooperate in order to get rid of our nuclear arsenal, number one.
Down with NATO, simple as that. No more imperialism, no more mindless killing, none of this. It's not right. What makes them have the right to take another human being's life?
Standing outside the Army Recruitment Center this weekend, Alfred Martyr, who is president of the U.S. Peace Council, said activists have made history.
This is not just a rally of a few on Times Square. We've come together representing the peace movement of our country. We've come together representing the interests of our people, our sons and daughters. We have to leave here, however, realizing our responsibility. We cannot disunite the peace movement. We have to reject those who are claiming that we are Putin supporters and using the argument of the State Department. We are opposed to two nuclear powers facing each other with the threat of destroying entire humanity. And that's what's happening. And that policy is a U.S. foreign policy engendered by NATO. Please, this does not reflect our country, 330 million strong.
Martyr says the peace movement is the conscience of our country with deep responsibilities. He says the peace movement represents a number of organizations which has had difficulty coming together over the years. But now, facing the threat of a nuclear war, the peace movement can overcome differences. He urges activists to go back to their organizations to campaign to dissolve NATO. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.